Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In Mark chapter 1, we read a story of Jesus teaching in a synagogue. After he finishes teaching, Jesus has an encounter with a man possessed by an evil spirit, a demon. Let me read to you this encounter contained in Mark 1, verses 23 through 25, quote, "Just then a man in their synagogue, who was possessed by an impure spirit, cried out, 'What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' 'Be quiet,' said Jesus sternly. 'Come out of him.'" Now, what I want to emphasize is the fact that this impure, evil spirit said to Jesus, "I know who you are." This demon was well aware of who Jesus was. The demon knew Jesus. Now, later that same day in the evening, in verse 34, it says, quote, "He, Jesus, also drove out many other demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was." Brethren, I have heard, and I'm sure you have too, have heard evangelists and preachers over the years ask the following question in various ways. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Now, I'll ask the same question this morning. Do you know Jesus? It's a valid question. It's an important question. It's a question which has serious eternal ramifications. It is important that we know Jesus and know him well. But is knowing Jesus sufficient? Is just knowing Jesus our only requirement as a Christian? Friends, I believe it goes further than just knowing Jesus. In 1 John 2:3, the Apostle John said this, quote, "Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments." Jesus himself stated this plainly in John 14:50 when he said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Friends, there is more to a successful, productive, fulfilling Christian life than just saying you know Jesus. Following Jesus, knowing Jesus, is more than just words. Just saying you believe in Jesus is not enough. In James 2:19, James offers a very interesting declaration when he says, quote, "You believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." The demons believe. They know who Jesus is. They know he is the Holy One of God, but they are not obeying him. They are not doing what Jesus said. Brethren, what about us? Do we know Jesus? Do we believe in Jesus? Do we love Jesus? And if we do, should we not do what he says? Amen.